In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So we find ourselves today in the afterglow of Pentecost, that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the gift of God's own personhood poured into every human being and poured into all creation. The prophet Joel foresaw the Holy Spirit poured into all people, proclaiming that God says, I will pour out my spirit, my very breath, on all flesh, the old and the young, women and men, masters and servants. And essential to that afterglow of Pentecost is the Festival of All Saints, which we celebrate today throughout the church. When the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, there were some amazing and dramatic signs. There was a rushing mighty wind. There was an incredibly loud sound. Fiery tongues rested on each person. The apostles began to speak in diverse languages that they had never studied, and miracles were performed. But what the church tells us today with the Feast of All Saints is that the power and the purpose of the Holy Spirit coming is not for dramatic signs, sound and wind and lights and such. I mean, signs are natural to God in this world. They grab our attention, but they're not the purpose. The purpose of the gift of the Holy Spirit is to give abundant life to people, to fill each person with divine light. And the evidence that the Holy Spirit has come is not dramatic signs, but in the lives of everyday saints. You know, any charlatan can cook up signs, you know, sounds and winds and lights. Only God can fill the hearts of billions with enduring love and joy and peace. And when we think of saints, too often we think of stylized paintings of someone who lived long ago in a faraway place, maybe exotic to our own experience. Someone so different from myself, someone so different from my cares and my pains and my daily workaday life that they may as well be from another planet. There's the planet of saints somewhere out there, and then there's us, there's me down in the dirt of planet Earth here. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. If we were to realize just how average the saints that we venerate were, it would blow our minds. What makes a saint is not being superhuman. A saint is a person, maybe a once quite average person, in whom the Holy Spirit enters and then lives, in whom the Holy Spirit is welcomed, in whom the divine light shines. A Sunday school teacher once took her fifth grade class up into the church and pointed out the saints in the stained glass windows. There's St. Nicholas, there's St. Elijah, there's St. Peter, there's the Virgin Mary. One of the students thought about it and said, so a saint is someone that lets the light shine through. Pretty good definition, if you ask me. A saint is someone who lets the light shine through. And a couple important things we should remember about that inspired thought from a fifth grader. First thing to notice about these stained glass windows, the light shining through all of them is the same light. It's the same light. The light that makes all of them glow gloriously has one source, The light is what gives each one its beauty. When it's dark, if you've ever come in here into the church, when it's dark, those colors don't show at all. Not at all. A stained glass window in the dark might as well be a sheet of plywood in the dark. But when the light shines, they're illuminated and their glory cannot be matched. And so it is with saints. We have a common source of light, Jesus Christ, the person of the Holy Spirit, the glory of God the Father, radiating the divinity of God in each person who wants it. That's the common source of light. We saints are glorious when we are illuminated by the true source of light, God, the divine Trinity, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Without that light, we're just a clump of cells, literally. With that light, we are partakers of the divine nature. The second thing to notice about stained glass windows is that even though they all share a common source of light, the light shines through each one a little bit differently. Each one is clearly unique. Each has unique details. Even where the color is similar or maybe even the same, the details are going to be different. You can easily tell St. Nicholas from the Virgin Mary, even though they have the same source of light. It's because each one lets the light shine through differently. And it shows us that each and every saint is unique. Each and every saint has their own personality. Each of you have your own personality, your own history, your own gifts, your own talents, your own God-given color, and your own God-given details. When the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, it says the tongues of fire divided to fit on each person. The tongues of fire came to fit on each person and rest on each person uniquely. And when the apostles began to share the gospel, it was in different languages. The diversity of humanity was preserved. God didn't make it all vanilla. God kept the diversity preserved. Even as people were brought to the unity of Christ in the Holy Spirit, their uniqueness remains sacred. Just like a stained glass window, there's a common source of light, and yet each one is distinct and unique and utterly valuable. And we celebrate in this season the gift and outpouring of the Holy Spirit on all flesh. The evidence that the Holy Spirit has come is found in the lives of everyday saints, that God has filled the hearts of billions of people uniquely with enduring peace and joy and love. Indeed, the Holy Spirit has come to give abundant life to people and to fill each person uniquely with divine light. Amen.